Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy, yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land. Well, good evening out there. It is Find It Out Friday. How's everybody? We did not do Think Thursday last night because I wanted each and every one of you to think about how much fun I was having on my birthday. Yes, yesterday was my birthday, and I had to pull it back up. I can't stay away from you too long. We're going to get going here. You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration. Is an organization of advisors and consultants that take care of the community needs. It's many in body and one in mind. And they go into those communities, structuring education, workshops, training, anything that's needed in there, and help you reach your goals. So, again, this is National Black Business Month also. But it's also the month of these Leos, and we are partying out here. I have changed my method up this year due to the pandemic and all these viruses floating around. Otherwise, there's no telling where I would be. But each day, I find something to do because, you know, Leos celebrate the entire month, okay? They go the entire month. And this evening, we're going to have Tiffany with an eye coming on with us. And we're going to be talking about determination and options out there. But before we get going, you know, what we do here, we reach out. And once a month, we will select an organization that's having an event, okay? And we do that advertisement for that organization free of charge. We do charge fees over here for advertisement. Very minimal, though. We work with everyone. But once a month, we'll select an organization. Now, this month, we kind of like overdid it because last week we talked about the National Congress of Black Women and their annual scholarship fund, and that was the backpack at SoFi. And I want to tell you about this. It's happening in the morning, 8 o'clock to 12. So if you're early rise and you want to go out there and get your body moving, the 18th Inspirational Walk will be happening tomorrow at Ed Minson Park in Inglewood. Starts at 8 o'clock. It's Jason's Walk in honor of Jason, and this is the 18th one. And it's going to be a lot of fun out there. It's free. Get out there and register. Walk at your own pace. You'll be experiencing quotes, art, sound bath, fitness, yoga, breath work, breathing work, however way you want to put it. But this is the 18th year. So go out there and join them in the morning, 8 o'clock to 12 noon. That is at the Ed Benson's Park in Inglewood, California. Go, support, get your body in, get some inspiration, get some, as they wrote up there, edutainment, you know, because you're going to hear a lot of different beautiful quotes. There are artists out there, see a lot of artwork, and have the opportunity to participate in the other exciting things that are going on out there. So we're going to say welcome in to Find It Out Friday. Tiffany's going to be on with us, see what she found out, and we're going to carry on with this party. Now, I still got a few days left here, but I had to take the break. But, yes, that was my day, and I had a wonderful time. I got lots of surprises, beautiful flowers delivered from Texas. I wasn't expecting that. My nieces and nephews, okay, they really got me yesterday. You know, that's a good crew down there. You know, Texans do it in a different way. So, as I said, I took a break, and I left you last night to think about how much fun I was having on my birthday. But we're back, and we're going to tell you, Tiffany and myself, what we found out. But the topic is going to be determination and options. Get your pad out, because you know she has some information for you. Let's listen to this a little bit, and then we'll bring Tiffany with an I see it. I strategize it. I change it, and I complete it. That's right. We got to work together and make it happen. In order to do that, that takes awareness, starting with yourself first. You know, when we are aware of every moment of each day, when we are aware of each gesture and step we take, it's truly mystical and full of wonder. We will live our lives with greater thought and care. We will also have greater respect and appreciation for the lives of others. See, we got to all work together out here. That's what we're all about. We're about education, unification, and collaboration and all that other stuff. But we are about getting it done. And we do not step on anybody. We will step over you. But as we're stepping over you, we make it a habit of pulling you right along with us. So on that note, we have Miss Tiffany with an I see it, I strategize it, I change it, I complete it on with us this evening. And Tiffany with an I welcome in. How are you doing?
I'm doing well on this Friday evening. How are you?
Well, you know, I had to come up for air. You know, I took a break last night because that was my birthday, and I'm still coming up. We still got a whole few more days left, and then the whole weekend is coming up. And I'm just, you know, just relaxing, being very appreciative, and understanding that, just glad to be here, you know, but with open mind and wisdom and thought, what can I do? What can I do to make it better for me and make it better for everyone else? So that's the mindset that I'm in now. And it's a real, real good feeling, okay, when you gain that wisdom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very good feeling. So I have a big smile on my face here. And as soon as I get off, I'm going to start back to the party again. And just enjoy. I have beautiful friends, lots of wishes. But there's so many darn Leos in this society, you forget. I know I had to sing the songs about 50 of them, and I'm still not through. There's so many Leos in my environment that I have to keep a list. Okay, and hope I don't forget anybody. Because one thing you don't want to do is not acknowledge that Leo, okay? Now, that Leo is a special type of person. Because if you got a Leo in your corner, you don't have to worry about a thing. But you must keep it upboard and proper. Otherwise, it's going to be a big problem out there. So that's how I'm doing. I'm over here with a big smile, glad that you took our time. And I haven't got to the water, but I'm getting to you, too. Each day I have to make another move. I need to get down there and look at that ocean, okay? And feel that ocean breeze and that relaxation. And I'll put my light jacket on. I know it is. I'm going to bring my light jacket and my fin because I might want to hop on the canoe, okay, and go paddling out there in the middle of all that water. But I'm getting to you slowly but surely. Yeah, you're out there with all that relaxation. And that beautiful sunshine. I'm sort of like stuck in a city, but I have to have my ocean. I have to be near the water. So I'm coming. So we'll just connect it up together. You might have to put me back on the tube and send me that.
Oh my goodness, that is so wonderful. Yes, it's beautiful here. I have been to a couple different beaches in the last 2 weeks. So I went to Zuma Beach last weekend. It was gorgeous, the sunset. You know, it's a different beach. It's out of, you know, away from the, you know, I think Venice, Santa Monica, then you have Malibu,
yeah.
And then you have Zuma. It was a really, really beautiful sunset. So I do understand the water. I love the water. That's why I'm near the water. But you mentioned something earlier as you just a few minutes ago, and you talked about gratitude. And gratitude is something that has come up like 5 times today for me.
Oh,
so
really?
I have, yes. And I'm like, I am very, very grateful. I, you know, express my gratitude all the time. And there are other things that I do in gratitude. But gratitude, I think because it came up so much, I just want to mention that gratitude is so very, very important because we have to be thankful for what we have now. You can't have the greater things or the bigger things if you don't appreciate and are not grateful for what you have right now in the present moment. And
yes.
What we have in the present moment is beautiful. It is such, you know, if you stay in the present moment and really think about where you are, how far you have come, and all your blessings and the benefits that the universe has bestowed upon you, it is just an amazing thing. But gratitude is what brings forth all those things and, you know, kind of catapults you into the future, but closes your past because you're grateful for where you are and where you're going. You're also grateful for the past, but you don't keep, you know, attached to the past. But just gratitude is just so, so very, very important. And you and I talk about gratitude and appreciation all the time, and you have other people that talk about it as well. So I just want to put it out there because it came to me like 5 times. 5.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's all about the gratitude, and I appreciate you bringing it up because, yes, that's really what it's about, you know, and I like the statement that you made, you know, be grateful for what you have now you know, because where have you come from to get to this point? It might not be at the magnitude that you think it should be at this time, but if you keep yourself balanced and keep in mind an awareness of others and give that respect and appreciation for yourself and others, it's going to all fall into place. Okay. I like that.
Absolutely.
I like that. I'm sorry, go on.
And I was just going to say, I'm grateful that you had a wonderful birthday yesterday.
Oh, boy.
And you were filled with so many beautiful blessings and appreciation. And, so, you know, people blessed you in so many ways yesterday. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know, each year is different. And I put stuff, you know, I kind of like deal it my way. Sometimes I kick back and go hide out and take back by the pool for 4 days or whatever. But since this event and things are like they are, you have to be a little bit cautious and wise on how you move out there. You know, I like to host parties. I said, no, not this time. Okay, I don't feel like going through that. So I said, no. You just go with the wind. So when people go, what are you going to do? I'm going with the wind. Are you blowing this way? Okay, if you're blowing this way, give me a time. And let me know, and I'll be ready to hop aboard, right? So I just played it like that. But I sort of, like, enjoy. I really don't like persons to plan my birthday for me because, you know, in the past, you know, everybody don't keep their word. And that happened to me years ago. And I don't like disappointment, so I know I'm not going to disappoint myself. So if you can catch up with me, and if your wind sails are moving fast enough to catch me, hey, we got a deal that day, okay? But, yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I try to frequent places that I know, okay, and that persons know me. And I have a favorite spot I go to, and I know that the manager at that spot, his birthday is in August, but I didn't know what date. But I knew I was going there. So 2 weeks ago, I picked up his greeting card. So when I walked in the door, I said, this is for you, okay? This is for you. So we ate, I mean, boogos and boogos of goodies. And so when the person that was sponsoring pulled out the credit card to pay for everything, the waitress came and said, he said, happy birthday, Linda, okay? So when you light a candle for others, your path becomes brighter. But those individuals who know you, they know about your integrity, how you operate, how you move. I saturate myself with those types of individuals around me, you know, and then you get all the greeting cards. And, yeah, birthdays are very important. That's a very special day. But like I said, I just move with the wind. So I'm taking a break right now. I'll put the champagne bottle way back on the bar, okay? But as soon as I get off, I'm going to make some more mimosas, okay? But I had to come on and talk to the family, talk to the listeners, because we love you out there. And, you know, we might not have but one person that's listening. We don't know how many listeners we have. We do know we're in Korea. We're everywhere. I have to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, because I don't know where they're listening from. But I do know where our hearts are. And our thought pattern over here is if we save one person from jumping off the bridge, we have done our job. And that puts a smile to my face. So I wake up each morning, and I'm very, very appreciative. And like I said, it's another year. We made it. What can I do? What can I do to continue to better? You got me? So I'm pretty happy up here. I'm just like, you know, yeah, it's a different type of feel because it's a different type of beginning. So your mindset is different. It's all in the mindset. So our topic this evening was determination and options, and everything we are speaking of is options because you have an option to either do or don't do. You got options. And it's really up to you how you determine what you're going to do about it. So on that note, I'm going to sit over here and smile and let you tell us what you found out today, Tiffany, about determination and options.
Well, I believe very strongly in moving forward And today I had a conversation with someone who's still stuck in the past. Like, we all have been through, you name it, I think anybody and everybody listening can tell you about an experience that they have had that is similar. But the way to heal is to, yes, talk about it, but not dwell on it. The past is the past, and you have to move forward in order to start the healing process. And if you keep playing the same record, saying the same narrative, where do you, you know, you're just stagnating yourself. So you do have a choice or an option to stay stagnant or move in a forward direction to heal or transform. And I know we're all going through a lot, and I know the energies are just, you know, intense in the fact that they're moving so and changing and retrograding. You've got super moons. You've got all kinds of things going on. But at the same time, these planets are changing, these energies are changing for us to deal with some of the things that we haven't dealt with, to bring up and surface the things of the past and maybe some emotional baggage we haven't dealt with. You do have a choice. Do you want to stay stuck or do you want to move forward? And the energies right now are helping everybody do what they need to do. You have to make those decisions. If you're stuck in a job you don't like, you have an option. Your choice and option is to redirect your path. Maybe that's not where you're supposed to be. You talk about your purpose. You talk about, you know, what your dreams are, but you're staying in a dead-end situation that is now that is not allowing you to move in that direction. So that has to end for you to go forward in another direction. So we have to look at, like, everything isn't bad on this planet. There's not a lot of, you know what I mean, for there's good, there's evil, there's good and bad, but it's your choice and how you choose to deal with it. So what are your options? Are you going to be determined to live, fulfill your purpose and your dream, or are you going to opt in to stay stagnant? You know, because if anyone believes in reincarnation, shoot, you're going to have to come back to the same thing. The same place, the same time, when you transition out of here, you just best believe that if there is reincarnation, which some people do believe that, then you come back to the same point in time and have to learn the lessons. So, you know, I just say choose wisely. You know, be the best that you can. We are here purposely on Earth to figure out evolution, how to evolve as human beings. But part of the process is to change. And change is great. It's sometimes painful because, you know, you have to deal and face and confront things that you may not want to. We all do. But if somebody is willing to journey with you through that time, I think you should, you know, be aware of that as well. Because you can, you know what I mean? I understand where people are coming from, and I can hear that song and dance and narrative for a while, but then there comes a time when you've got to stop that and play a new song, put another record on, change the story to create something different. And,
I hear you.
And you have to be determined to do that.
Wow. It's not cutting you off, but I have to sort of like interject here because, you know, you're talking about changes and you know, today is August 19th. And, you know, like I said, we're into astrology. We're not geniuses at it, but we do follow it. And I was jotting down some things here because Mars is in Gemini. And Gemini is that communicator, okay? Gemini is all about communication. But Gemini in Mars, that Gemini, you learn real fast, okay? And when it's in the at this particular time, you can handle because you go into different dimensions with your mind, with Mars and Gemini. And it makes you feel intellectually sharp, okay? It makes you feel you're going to see more activity in your on your phone, in your inbox. Gemini seeks stimulation, okay? And that's why we're moving around out here, because it's always on the go. You want to see new adventure. This is that time that it's moving, but it's also the time to take on flexible, but be active. Take on the flexibility, but have action behind it, and you have to complete the task. So as you say, you know, we have to have all our ducks in a row. So those things that we kind of like push to the side, you know, whatever it might be, even in relationships, even because it'll keep coming back to you, and you have to really, that Gemini is on the move. They're on the move, and it's highly charged out there. So when these things are happening, while they're happening, you will find that you're dealing, but you're never exhausted. It doesn't tire you out. You know,
mm-hmm,
it's like
exactly.
You want to travel. You want to visit other places. And at this particular time, you know, get in a relationship with yourself, okay? Because sometimes everything is moving so fast out there. Now, I'm just speaking of this because this is August 19, and this applies to those during Leo. Like I said, we're not experts at what we do, but we do research. And there's a lot of information out there. But, again, I'm going to suggest that you find a chartist and have your birth chart done and have someone that can train you on it, because that's talking about you. That product is you.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you learn about you, the better you can understand other people. But Mars is in Gemini, is fast moving, and communication is going to be vital, okay? It's out there.
Exactly.
That's what
exactly.
It's all about. And you're not going to be able to run from it. I had a situation.
No.
Yeah, you know, you have to sit down and think. I have a beautiful people around me. Some of them have great ethics. Sometimes they slip up, but they keep coming. They keep coming back. No matter what you, they keep coming back, and not in a vicious way. You know, like they
mm-hmm.
really want to say something, but they don't know how. So now it is the time to sit back and listen and exchange that admiration that you have for that person, but also let them know you've got to stay within your boundaries, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah, you must stay within your boundaries. It's not like going back once somebody bites you, they'll bite you again. Not all the time, but it's up to you. We have options to sit down and weigh it out. You have to look at the integrity
exactly.
of the person. You have to look at their behavior with never giving up. See, when a person keeps reaching out, if a person keeps reaching out and it's not being done viciously or, you know, in a hateful way, you have to really sit down and think about that. Well,
mm-hmm.
Mars in Gemini is a time that you have to do it. And we also have to get back to juggling. That routine we had, you have to get back on it again. So make that checklist. I make a list, and I check it off.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I skip it in half, and it might move into the next month. But at this particular time, you got to do that check-off list, because everything is out there. And as I say again, and Tiffany, you know, we always like this. We're not scientists over here, but we do research. We're suggesting that everybody else does research out there and understand exactly what's going on. You have people, whatever your philosophy may be, whatever your belief system may be, I think the best belief system a person should have is the belief in themselves. That's number one, okay? No matter
Absolutely.
If you meditate, read the Bible, write in the sand, play with the whatever your thing might be, it all starts with you. And you
yes,
have to take out the time. I know Leos are very strange people. Most people think we're partiers, and the normal thing is, oh, Leo, I always want to be seen. No, we don't, because we already know that we going to shine. I don't care if you had us in a closet. We already know that. And one thing mm-hmm. I know, and I laugh at myself all the time, I say, have you ever tried to be in a sun ray? Okay, So when you sit back and talk, you talk to yourself and ask yourself those type of questions, you can get through whatever you're going through. But it's all about happy, bright, and light here. And the more when you multitask for people, you know, you and I, we both do 6 or 7 things at one time, okay? Sometimes we have to take it off and put a timer on it to ding to make us switch to the next one, right? But multitaskers, people that multitask and do more than one thing, it's time to shine, okay? It's time to shine because you're not making all of those movements out there for anything. And I'm speaking outwardly, but I'm also speaking inwardly because whatever I speak out, I'm talking to myself too. You know, we don't point the finger and do the authoritative, you do this, you know, we never do that because that's not the right thing to do. But we have to speak in a manner that we are reminding ourselves so that we can keep reminding others. And that's basically, you know, the determination portion. We are determined to do that. You have to set not a mission. You have to set a vow. See, a vow is different than a mission. You know, we all got missions out here. But once you clamp that vow, oh, you stick to it. And with that determination, you get to your point. You won't be swayed, wavered, moved, or blown around like a leaf on a tree by the wind or under any circumstances if you take on a vow. And the vows here is happy, bright, and light, happiness for self and others, okay? But you have to start with yourself. And each one, teach one. Okay, it's all about a behavior. And since we are a mixture here of different personalities, different cultures, you know, that takes hard work. So in order for you to adjust and understand it, you have to sit down and take out time with yourself first. Okay, and that takes on a skill. So when you spoke about reincarnation, I sure don't want to come back dealing with this crap I done dealt with. Okay? So I decided, I'm not coming back this way, okay?
I understand that because
I can't do it. So, you know, we all speak of the word karma. You know, everybody throw that word around, karma, karma, karma. It's like, but do you really know about karma? Do you know the ramifications of karma? Do you know what you put out there you would get back? Do you know that whatever you think, say, and speak will come back to you? So when you understand karma and you live your life based on karma, cause and effect, okay, for every darn cause, you're going to get an effect. You're going to get it. Whether you recognize it, sometimes it might not come 5 years, it might come 10 years later. It might not even hit you. It'll hit your children in another generation. But be very careful how you live out there and what you do to people. So when you get in and understand that, and it's hard to do because it's very hard to do, but you take on that vow. You're here for yourself, and our vow here at Waking Up with Linda Mac Shannon is not about getting up in the morning. It's about keeping those blood cells moving through the vein. Our vow here is lighting candles for others so that our path can continue to grow. That's what it's all about. So I mentioned to the listeners about the event that's happening tomorrow morning at the park. You know, they're doing that inspirational walk at Ed Benson Park. And I explained to them, you went on, that what we do, you know, once a month, we take an organization, and that's our way of lighting that candle. And we will advertise that event for them free of charge, okay? That's what we do. Even though we charge for our advertisement, very minimal, but we still have to keep the lights on here. But once a month, we will pick an organization and get behind them. And it just makes it better for everybody because that's what, when we use the word collaboration, it's not about a lopsided table. It's everybody pulled in together. But when you're collaborating, collaboration don't mean stupid and be used, okay? Can't do it that way. That's not what a collaboration is about. So I wanted to repeat that out there about the inspirational walk that's at the Ed Benson Park tomorrow from 8 to 12 noon. So you early birds that want to get out there and stretch it, get out there and do that. They're going to have quotes. They're going to have art. They're going to have sound baths, fitness, yoga, breath work. It's going to be a nice event, and it's their 18th annual, so they didn't just start doing this, and it is an honor. It's called Jason's Walk, and Jason was the organizer's son, and he passed away at 26 years old from heart disease, right? So they have been doing for 18 years bringing this wellness about so that, you know, educating the community on the importance of exercise, the importance of, you know, hearing quotes, the importance of sound baths, or whatever you need to do out there.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, that is awesome.
So it's their 18th year. And, you know, if I didn't have so much to do tomorrow, I'd probably go over there and walk a half a block or whatever. But I'm glad that they do this every year, and I'm glad that we're able to, you know, do this for them. We will select one organization a month, so keep that in mind, listeners. Contact us, give us a call, let us know about your events, and we'll push them out there, okay? Whatever organization we select, we get in behind it. For the others that come in, there's a small fee, okay, but it's very minimal. We're not trying to, you know, just drain you out there, but, you know, advertisement is advertisement, okay? And as I stated, we do have to keep the lights on over here. But Tiffany, with an eye, I hear you over there sneaking because, you know, I'm getting ready to get on this podium. And we're not going to be on here too long because I must get back to celebrating. I will contact you. And if the weather for this and it's not extremely cooking out there, I'm moving close to you as I can to get some of that ocean breeze because it's beautiful over there. And that's why no matter when you come on, how you're feeling, you're always relaxed. And I understand it. So on that note, give us something to get out of here on until we come back on Mindful Monday. We'll have a whole lot to talk about on Monday. But give us something to think about before we say good evening, good morning, or good afternoon, or good night to wherever you're listening from. Talk to us.
Well, I know you talked about Mars in Gemini. So Mars in Gemini, it's going to last for 7 months. So
okay.
Until May, I think, was that May? March of 2020. Yeah.
March.
So,
which
will be great. It'll be a way of, you know, taking those things, putting things into action, your communication strong, all that. And, but, you know, I just, you know, one of the things that I said last time when I was on is that, you know, summer is coming to a close here. I really can't believe that we're at the close of summer. So I really want everybody to enjoy the weekend, you know, go to those barbecues, celebrate, because in about a week or two, it'll be over. And
well,
everybody will be into a different
mode. Or they have to do like I did. I looked up, I said, oh, my goodness, I haven't worn this in the summer, and I won't be able to wear it till next summer. So let me pull out this white straw. Or whatever I need to do, and do that, because we've been in a different type of mindset. I'm glad that you mentioned that, Tiffany. And, yes, get out there, but be cautious about it, okay?
Exactly.
Be very, very cautious because, like, the monkeypox out there, and you're talking about the vaccine. We don't know what's going on. Just continue to do whatever you've been doing that's been keeping you here thus far, and don't slack up from it. Don't neglect what you need to do. As I state, I get a test every 10 days. When I pull up, they already have my little kit ready because they say, here she come, because I'm moving around, you know, not in close proximity, but I'm still around people. And we must get out there. You know, you have to do something, but be as mindful and as cautious as you possibly can. People say, well, what you afraid of? I said, I don't use the word fear. I live my life with wisdom. So you can make whatever definition you think I'm talking about, but it's called wisdom. So, yes, listen to Tiffany with an eye. Get out there. Enjoy these months and do the best that you can. And I'm going to leave you with, but be very, very cautious about it. Don't slack up, okay? Please do not slack up. Well, Tiffany with an eye, the birthday girl is I have to check off my checkoff list and get started again. But if you get a call in the morning, I'll just have to tell you to pull the yacht on out and crank it up. And let's take a ride, okay? I know you have life jackets and stuff. But, yeah, because it's time to feel some of that ocean breeze. We love you, Tiffany, with an I see it. I'm aware of it. I strategize it. I change it, and I complete it. We love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking out time. You heard that, determination and options. You got options. But the most important thing that you shared with us was have that gratitude for what you have now. And on that note, we're going to say good night and have a wonderful evening. It is Find It Out Friday. Tune in with us. We're going to give you some Monday to be mindful of. Okay, Tiffany, we love you.
Thank you so much. You too.
No, thank you. All righty. Have a good one.
Collaborate.
They want to
give, showing others how to live.